I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Congratulations on tuning into the show where you learn discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expect has yet to arrive. And on top of that, we throw a huge dose of personal initiative, the energy, the juice for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. We put all this together. We have the podcast and the mindset that we call Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is people come to see who's good. If you're out there right now and you believe the only reason you're not where you want to be is because you have not yet gotten the proper exposure. If you think the people who could help you get to where you want to get to, the decision makers, the powers that be, have not yet come around to where you are. They haven't looked you up. They haven't shown up to your town. They never come to your town. They never come to your state. They never come to see the league that you play in. They never watch the videos that you post. They never read the stuff that you write. If you believe exposure is the only thing between you and the outcome that you want, I have news for you. Exposure is not something that happens in a certain location. Exposure is not something that happens because somebody's affiliated with somebody else. It can happen that way, but that's not the main reason it happens. People get exposed. People get seen. People get attention paid to them when they're good. People get seen when they're so good that everybody has to come see. If no one's coming to see you, if no one's clicking on your website, if no one's watching your video, if no one's listening to your show, if no one's coming to watch your games, what you need to understand is that there's something about what's going on in that game. It's something about that content that you're putting out. It's something about what you're saying. Maybe it's nothing about that game, what you're putting out and what you're saying. That's the reason why the attention is not coming to you. I've decided to talk about this topic specifically because I hear from, you know me being a former professional athlete, I hear from athletes often. Athletes come to me and they say, they ask about it or they complain about it. Sometimes a combination of both. I think a complaint is a form of a question. And they say, well, Dre, look, I play in this town, I play in this country, I play in this league, I play on this team, and this is what they say, scouts never come here. Scouts never come to watch my team. Scouts never come to my small town. No scouts come to my country. You know, I'm from this small country called fill in the blank. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. Yes, I've heard of it. But no scouts ever come to my country. How am I supposed to make it to the NBA from this country? How am I supposed to get an NCAA scholarship playing in this little tiny town, Dre? That's the only reason I haven't gotten it yet. The reason, Dre, I'm in my freshman year of college, but I never got a chance to get a scholarship because of where I play. We don't get any exposure. These are the things that I've heard athletes say to me over and over and over again, especially over the last 5 years. I didn't hear this so much until maybe about 2012, 2013. That's when people started talking about this more. I don't know what changed then. I think it was the explosion of social media where anybody can expose themselves, which right there alone invalidates anyone's excuse that they're not getting the proper exposure. Listen, any of us can create as much exposure as we wish to create right where we are with the very devices you're listening to this podcast on, in the palm of your hand. As long as you have a data plan or a Wi-Fi connection, you can create as much exposure as you want. What's stopping you? But people think, there are a lot of people out there, and some of you are listening right now, who believe you're not getting what you want, whether that's in the form of an opportunity, in the form of a payback, in the form of a job, a scholarship, a certain amount of fans, attention. You're not getting these things because you believe the exposure has not come to you yet. But what happens if, what's the saying when people say, if your ship never comes in, you got to jump in the water and swim out to it? That's what we're talking about here today. Understand that if you feel you haven't gotten the proper exposure for you to blow up or get to the level that you want to get to, that's because your performance has not drawn the exposure. Your performance has not been to the level that somebody says, I got to go see what's going on over there. If your performance is good enough, people will come see you. People will find out who you are. People will do whatever they got to do to get to where you're at. If no one's coming to where you are, that means your performance has not been compelling enough to force them to come to where you are. See, this is a built-in excuse people have for why things not working out. And we're going to address this for anyone who feels that they're great or feel that you're at least good and you could get to great, but nobody is recognizing you. It's kind of like the mad rapper on the skit on Notorious Big's second album. He said, these guys are making all these records and they're making all this money. Listen, I done made 4 albums and I'm not making any money. I'm not getting any recognition. Why am I not getting the recognition that these guys are getting? And those of you who know Notorious Big's second album, you know the mad rapper skit right before the song Kick in the Door. And that's what the mad rapper was saying. I'm not being recognized. I'm not getting the exposure. I made records just the way that these guys make records. Why are they making all the money? Why are they getting all the girls? Why are they getting all the attention? I don't understand it. Okay, so for all you mad rappers out there who don't understand why you're not getting the attention, that's what we're going to talk about here on today's podcast. Point number one. Let's throw something out there and make sure that we're all on the same page. We're going to lay all the cards on the table here today. It is very, very true. Capital letters, very true. That certain places, certain locales, certain teams, certain companies, certain organizations do draw attention just based on their reputation. This is true. You have a much better chance of, for example, meeting a venture capitalist if you live in Mountain View, California, that's Silicon Valley for those who don't know, than if you live in, let's say, Omaha, Nebraska, or Tallahassee, Florida, or Altoona, Pennsylvania. You got a much better chance of meeting a venture capitalist out there where all the venture capitalists are at than you do just being some random place hoping that one of them finds you. Listen, this is true. However, there are successful businesses in whatever industry, tech industry, in Altoona, Tallahassee, and Omaha. They exist. Which means one thing. What? That is not impossible. Means that it is possible for you to be successful where you are, even though you're not on the team, in the place, or dealing with the people that get, quote unquote, all the exposure or all the attention or whatever it is you think is the lucky charm that will make everything work for you. Everything is automatically just going to click for you just because. Okay, so it can still happen even if you're not around that. So here's the thing. If enough successful tech businesses start popping up in Altoona, PA, or Tallahassee, Florida, or Omaha, Nebraska, you know what's going to happen next? A whole bunch of venture capitalists are going to jump in their private jets and they're going to fly out to Altoona or Tallahassee or Omaha to see what the hell is going on. They will come there. Why? Because things are happening there. See, when something's happening somewhere, people will come from far and wide to see what the hell is going on and find out how they can get involved in it. That's the way things work, people. It's just as simple as that. If any of you watch the NBA or familiar with the NBA, there's a player who plays for the Milwaukee Bucks. His name is Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm not going to say that last name again. They call him the Greek Freak. That's what I'll call him. The Greek Freak is actually not even Greek. He's actually African. He was born in Africa. I believe he became a citizen of Greece. I think that's what happened. His family had fled from Africa, and he was playing in Greece and playing in leagues where, based on his size and his ability, it looked like the people he was playing against, if you see any of the footage, the pre-draft footage of the Greek Freak, who he was playing against in Greece before he got drafted, It looked like he was playing against kids. It looked like he was 18 playing against 10-year-olds, even though the people he were playing against were the same age as him. It was just that he was that good. He made the court look small. He made the basket look like it was too low. His competition looked like they were 5 years too young for him. He was completely dominating them, and people found out about him. See, it wasn't the league that was drawing exposure. It wasn't the team he played for that was drawing exposure. It wasn't the town that he came from. They hadn't produced a plethora of NBA players. That's not what produced the exposure. The reason the Greek Freak got the exposure he was getting is because he was so damn good that the word got out, hey, there's somebody in this small town in the middle of nowhere who has never produced an NBA player that you need to come see. And guess what? People came to see him. And right now, he's one of the top, we would have to place him in the top 10, one of the top 10 basketball players in all of the world. Not because he got exposure, because he created exposure. He was the exposure. Only reason people came to that town was to see him. They didn't come there and say, okay, this is the place where all the great players are, so let's just see who's here. That's not how it happened. That was the place where nobody ever thought of going until he was the one there. And for those of you who think, oh, I'm not getting the exposure because of where I play at or what league that I'm in. No, you're not getting the exposure because of how you play in the league that you're in. So you just change the wording around, then we get the proper statement. Understand, there are certain places that do draw attention. There are certain organizations. Again, if you move to Silicon Valley, you got a good chance of bumping into a venture capitalist at, you know, Starbucks. Much better chance than you would if you were in Altoona. But if you build something that matters in Altoona, one of them is going to fly out there to see what the hell is going on. Why? Because people will show up from far and wide. They will pay whatever they got to pay. They will stand in line. They do what they got to do to see something that's worth seeing. Have you ever stood in line for a long time to get something that you wanted? If any of you follow me on Snapchat or follow me on Instagram, you've seen my chronicles of going to this strawberry farm in Miami called Niles Berry Farm, K-N-A-U-S. I go there. They sell cinnamon buns. They have a bakery. They got a actual field that grows strawberries where you can go out and pick your own strawberries and pay for them by the pound. People show up to Niles Berry Farm in the beginning of the season, which is open from November up and through the spring. People will show up at the beginning of the season and stand in line for hours just to buy those cinnamon buns. Why? I mean, couldn't they get the same cinnamon buns at, you know, Whole Foods? Yes. Couldn't they buy the same baked goods at their local bakery that's 20 minutes from their house or a 10-minute walk from where they live? Yes. Why do people show up? Because of their reputation. Because they're just so good that people will show up because what they're doing is so good. So understand this. Understand this. Number one, if I was to get a prop, if I was to start making some baked goods and I got Niles Berry Farm to carry my stuff, I would be getting exposure to my stuff just because I'm associated with those who are already getting exposure. You understand that? It's like me joining their team would get me exposure. However, we got to go a step backwards, though. Before I did that, before any of that, how did Niles Berry Farm get this reputation that so many people would show up every day and stand in line just to pay them to buy their cinnamon buns? Because they were so good that the attention had to come. So who created the attention in the first place? Who did they piggyback off of? I know how I could piggyback off them, but who did they piggyback off of? No one. They piggybacked off their own skills. They were putting their own work in. So you players out there who feel like you're not getting attention because the exposure is just not coming to where you are, why are you not creating the exposure? Why are you not performing to the level that people have to come watch you play? Why? Can you answer that question? You hear that sound? Exactly. Understand this, people. If enough successful people are popping up in one place, that becomes the place. Who's going to be the first? Is it going to be you, or are you waiting for somebody else to do it? If you're unable or not interested in moving your tech company out to Silicon Valley, that doesn't mean you use your location of Omaha as an excuse. It just means you need to make Omaha popping so that they got to come out to Omaha. Point number two. I just read a book. Just finished reading a book this week. As I'm recording this, it's called Boys Amongst Men. The book is by this guy named Jonathan Abrams. And the book is all about the stories and the background of high school players making the jump straight from high school to the NBA. As of this recording, which I'm recording in early 2018, the rule was eventually changed that high schoolers can't jump straight to the NBA because the NBA instituted an age limit. But there's been talk that the age limit may be relaxed and that it may go away. And again, high school players will be able to jump to the NBA. But the point of the book is all about, you know, Kevin Garnett, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Tracy McGrady, Dwight Howard, these guys who became superstars jumping from high school to the league. And also a bunch of guys who many of you have never heard of who tried to do the same thing. They went from high school to the league, but they didn't last. And it kind of messed up their careers. They couldn't go back to playing college and all of these things that they're talking about. The NBA scouts, here's the point that I want to make. NBA scouts never walked around and went to high school gyms or high school summer leagues or AAU tournaments to scout players. They weren't doing that. When Kevin Garnett and Kobe Bryant in 1995 and 1996, respectively, left high school to enter the NBA draft, there were several teams both years for both guys who did not even go watch these guys work out, didn't have them in for workouts, didn't send scouts to go watch them play in high school, didn't go watch film or video of any of these guys because they were saying, listen, a high school player playing in the NBA, I just don't see it. It's not possible. He's not ready. His body's not mature enough. His mind's not mature enough. There's no way any high school kid is going to make it playing in this league. Then when Kevin Garnett became a star and Kobe Bryant became a star, all of a sudden the mindset changed. You know what happened then? You know what happened after that? You know what happened once Kobe Bryant started winning championships and Kevin Garnett won an MVP award and Kobe was starting in the All-Star game on the same team as Kevin Garnett? You know what happened? Those NBA scouts who said, we're not paying any attention to a high school kid because this ain't happening. And you know, the year after Kevin Garnett was Kobe, the year after Kobe was a guy named T-Mac, you know what happened? NBA scouts, they started altering their schedules. Those schedules changed. Instead of having a schedule that said, I'm going to go to Duke, and then I'm going to go to North Carolina, and then I'm going to go to UCLA, and then I'm going to go to Michigan State, they had to alter that schedule, and they had to squeeze in the AAU tournament. They had to squeeze in going and watching some high school team playing their city league. They had to squeeze in going and watching some summer camp that all the top high school players play in. They had to change their schedules to go see what those high school players were doing. Why is that? Why did they have to change their schedules after these guys became great? Because they couldn't miss out on the next one. They couldn't miss out on who that next superstar player was going to be. After Kobe won three championships in a row with the Los Angeles Lakers, they said, okay, we got to scout high school players because the next Kobe Bryant, we can't miss out on the next Kobe Bryant. That could be the difference between our team, our franchise going up in value and going down in value. We got to be around for this next guy. You know who came along a couple years later, a year or two later? This guy named LeBron James, straight out of high school. This is what happens when somebody gets it started. Can you be the fire starter? Can you be the first one to make things happen where you are to where this becomes a thing? See, you're looking around. The players who say to me, well, Dre, I'm not getting exposure because no one comes to where I'm at. That's because you're looking around hoping somebody else creates the exposure. You're the one that's supposed to be creating it in the first place. Nobody was showing up to Lower Marion High School outside of Philadelphia to scout for an NBA player until they heard there was a guy named Kobe there that they better come watch. Nobody was coming to Farragut Academy in Chicago until they heard there was this guy named Kevin Garnett that you need to see. No one was coming to Akron to scout for an NBA player coming out of high school until they heard there was this kid named LeBron that was really good that you better come watch because he's going to be the guy. They were the ones who got it started. Can you be the person who gets it started, or are you the one looking around hoping somebody else starts it first? Remember, the fourth principle of this podcast is personal initiative, meaning you go make it happen instead of waiting for it to happen. Just remember that. I just want to remind you of that as I'm explaining these points to you. Point number three. Today's topic is people come to see who is good. If no one's coming to see you, that means you got to step your game up. There's nothing wrong with where you're at. Nothing wrong with the organization you're with or the people around you. It's you that needs to step it up. Point number three. Understand that people will come from near and far to see something or someone who is worth traveling for. Have you ever in your life, just answer this question, you ever in your life gone out of your way, paid extra money, woke up early, stayed up late to see or do something that you deemed important? Of course you have. Have you ever paid a lot of money for tickets to go see your favorite performer perform? Have you ever spent a lot of money on tickets to go watch your favorite team play? Have you ever stayed up really late or woke up really early to watch something on TV that you just had to see when it actually happened? Of course you did. Have you ever stood in line to buy a product? You know the times you've gone out of your way, extended yourself, stepped out of your normal schedule, paid extra money just because you deemed a person, place, thing, experience, event, location to be so important that you absolutely had to be there for it. Is this true or is this not true? So this proves the point. Point number three, people will come from near and far to see something, experience something, or see someone who is worth traveling for. This is an absolute fact. And you know from your own life, you've done it several times. Other people do the same thing. And all of this means one thing. You need to step your game up. Because if no one's coming from near and far, they're not stepping outside of their schedule, they're not doing extra things, or they're not spending extra money just to get to where you are, just to experience what you have going on, that means there's something wrong with your performance that needs to be stepped up. Is it possible you could join somebody else's team who already created it? Yeah, you could. But the fourth principle of working your game is personal initiative. What you listening to this for if you're looking for somebody else to start the fire? That's the question I'm asking you. Rhetorical question. Let's recap today's topic. people come to see who is good. If no one's coming to see you, that means you ain't good enough. Point number one. It is very true. Certain places, organizations, teams do draw attention just based on who they are, based on their reputation. Yes, you will have a better chance of getting seen with those organizations, but what if you can't make it there? What if you can't get on that team? What if you can't go to that place? What are you going to do? Are you just going to use that as an excuse for the rest of your life, the rest of your career, for the duration of your business that you just didn't have the attention because you weren't part of this group or part of that group? Is that the way you want to go out? Rhetorical question. Point number two. Jonathan Abrams wrote in his book, Boys Amongst Men. Listen, NBA scouts never went to watch high school players because they said high school players can't do anything in this league. But then Kevin Garnett came around, then Kobe Bryant came around, then Tracy McGrady came around. And then they said, okay, we better watch because whoever comes next, we want to be ready for it. A couple years later, a guy named LeBron showed up. Understand that when you are good, when you have the goods, people will show up to buy those goods, watch those goods, examine those goods simply because they can't afford to not be there. You got to be the person that they can't afford to not miss, not the person that you're hoping that they see you. You got to be the one that they can't afford to not see. It's a completely different mindset, exact same outcome. Point number three, people will come from near and far to see something, someone, or experience something that they feel is worth traveling for. You ever paid extra money for some seats to see your favorite rapper or your favorite singer at a concert? You ever paid money for tickets to go watch your favorite team? You ever woke up early in the morning? I remember when I was in Montenegro, the New York Giants was playing the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning. We had practice at 8 o'clock that morning. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning just to watch the Super Bowl because it was that important to me to see what was going on in the Super Bowl. Have you ever stayed up late at night just because you wanted to celebrate with people or you felt like it was important or whatever was going on TV or something happened in the family? It was important enough you didn't have to worry about sleeping or getting to work the next day. If you have a kid was waking you up in the middle of the night, you didn't say, well, I'm not waking up for this kid. This kid's making too much noise. I got to get my 8 hours of sleep. But you will wake up if that kid is important enough to you. You want to make sure you take care of your kid over getting your beauty rest. When we deem things important enough, we will do whatever we have to do. We will move mountains to experience it. If no one's moving mountains to come see you, then you need to move mountains. You need to move yourself, work on your game, and get your stuff together so people will come see you instead of you hoping that they show up and catch a passing glimpse of you. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.